Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Today's episode is a great one. Gary goes on Crypto Banter to talk all things NFTs, and if you haven't heard, Gary has officially announced his NFT project VFriends. If you want to learn more, we encourage you to check out the website vfriends.com and join the VFriends official Discord to be up to date on all the latest for everything around the project. Enjoy the episode.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Gary, I haven't seen you this excited about anything since I saw you excited about Mondays, man.
First of all, I just want to give a huge shout out to this show. You know, probably one of the incredible collateral aspects of this project and one of my ambitions was similar to what I happened in Web 2.0 with social media. You know, this show does such a good job of, you know, I pointed a lot of friends to not make it scary. So much of what I wanted to do with this project was create a blueprint so that what we've been seeing for the last 3 to 4 weeks, where you've seen people with very large audiences put out projects that are, in essence, hire a good digital artist, post it on an open platform, and make a lot of money. And my concern is, don't they understand these incredible celebrities that they're hurting their brand if a fan buys something for $40,000 and then because there's so much supply coming, I mean, everybody, every IP, every person's gonna make an NFT. I think a lot of people have missed the point of the underlying smart contract. And so big shout out to you and this show, first of all. Second of all, yes, I think time is, haven't we established that time is the most incredible asset? Right? Isn't that the most expiring, most precious commodity? I really like people. I really do. And I'm comfortable playing ping pong with a stranger and shooting the shit for an hour. I'm comfortable getting together with 10 people, you know, once a year for 3 years and having dinner. And then finally, I didn't want this to just be about me. I know there's a tiny group of people. VCon, the conference that every token, all 10,255 tokens are associated with, is a 3-year conference. So I structured it where the individual has an asset that they can decide what they want to do with after the first conference. But obviously the way I curate and the conference I put on, the production, the speakers. So I'm just, you're right. I'm very, very, very excited because I also, most of all, now get to go for 45 years to build my intellectual property, right? I'm 45 years old. I've got tchotchkes all over. I mean, you know, why is this worth $150? Because they went on to make Thundercats mean something for 4 seasons in a cartoon. I have 45 years now to make these 286 characters mean something in culture, whether on television or video games or streetwear or consumer packaged goods, which I think will have very massive impact on the NFT itself.
Amazing. Look, I'm also 45 years old and I haven't yet released my token, but I guess my token has to come soon. Gary, is this like, if I think about this, is this like tokenizing your community? Is this like saying, look, I've got this massive community, but 10,255 of you, by virtue of the fact that you're buying the tokens early, can become much closer, can become the golden circle of the community? Is that what it is?
Not really. You know, like I think people will do that. I definitely have, you know, playing basketball, you know, going to a Knicks game here at the Garden, I definitely wanted to have an element for giving the thing that I get emailed and DM'd about 1,000 times a week. This for me is about two, in order. Number one, the intellectual property. I want to build my Harry Potter, my Barney, my Star Wars. And you know, if I fall somewhere in between Barney and where I am today, the collectability, I mean, it's so funny. Everyone's wrapping their head around what I just launched and they're talking about the 3 years, what happens after 3 years, what's the value. Meanwhile, 24 hours ago, everything was just on the speculation of the art and the collectible. So no, I think it's about the intellectual property. And do you believe that I have the capability to go on and build something that wins in pop culture that creates a derivative opportunity for you? Second, it is about a super conference. I am trying to take Rolling Loud and Coachella and Davos and South by Southwest and create one of the most meaningful conferences in the world so that people want to go to it, which again, really supports the people that jump in early when I launch it here, hopefully tonight or as soon as I can get the tech to a place that makes me feel comfortable. And then third, there's the community aspect of what interaction it may allow for me, whether I'm a guest on your podcast or we play tennis against each other, or we have a four-person Uno game where you come to my Twitch studio here and we play video games. So yes, there's an element of that. And that one was added on really because I thought if I did that, all these celebrities that are doing the things I just talked about may actually start putting out meaningful NFT projects, and we can start getting the conversation of NFTs away from, but it's just a JPEG, to, holy shit, this is smart contracts on a ledger. This is going to be for NFTs. You're going to NFT marriage certificates. You're going to NFT, you know, people's homes and leases and wills. I mean, I think people are grossly underestimating the substantial nature of the innovation that we're talking about with NFTs.
I think that most people don't understand the network effect that NFTs are creating. And I showed this to our guest yesterday. This is a graphic which shows the NFT wallets that have started and have been interacting with each other for 2 weeks.
Yep.
This is the network effect that gets created in 2 weeks using NFTs. And we haven't even started. We haven't even started to play with NFTs. I think you've taken one step in terms of putting a smart contract and giving it access. And that's one step away from the JPEGs that we had previously. But I don't think that we've started. IBM has started to put trademarks on it. So we haven't started.
We haven't, not even close. And I'm old. So internet 95, 6, I was there. Everybody made fun of me. Why would I buy wine on the internet? I can go to my store. I'm like, you'll see. 2005, 6, 7, I'm like, social, Why? I have email. I have a cell phone. I don't need a social media account. You'll see. There is no logical reason that not every business on earth should have an NFT in 2-3 years around everything they do. There's just, as the price comes down, as Ethereum goes level two, as other blockchains establish and compete and become meaningful, and the price is very low to establish an NFT, there's almost no reason not to. Yeah, I'm just extremely excited and flattered to be a part of the community.
So look, everybody here knows our community is big, and our community know that Gary Vee is all in on NFTs. We've watched your videos that you've been releasing. We've watched the announcements. We've seen everything that you've done about NFTs. But is this an NFT thing, or is Gary Vee as bullish on crypto? Is Gary Vee as bullish on Ethereum, on Bitcoin, on Ethereum level two, on Binance, as he is on NFTs? Or is this like an NFT thing?
You know, what's really fun for me is, what, you know, a lot of people made fun of me for filming my life. You know, you haven't seen everything from me. I'm sitting on all sorts of clips that I started sharing a little bit in my Discord of me in 2017 and 2018 talking about this. What I'm thoughtful about is I don't want to be, I have a lot of energy and I get excited, which puts me in a very precarious spot. When I get pumped, I'm vulnerable. So what do? I don't talk about things until I fully understand them and until their moment is there, right? So I'm spending plenty of time at looking at VR. I'm having meetings with Boz, you know, at Facebook Inc., blown away where Oculus is going. But you'll see very little. You'll see this. This is what I'm going to clip in 9 years when I have a meaningful thought on it. Look at this. Look at the collectibilities and the tchotchkes. People know I'm garage sailing. I've been talking about buying intellectual property. I'm a sports card kid. I am absolutely more intuitive to an NFT than I am in trading currencies, right? I have my emails and my confirmations of my Bitcoin purchase in 2014. I think Bitcoin's so big that I talk about sovereign nations. That's the part I'm trying to wrap my head around. I am incredibly more intuitive to the NFT because it comes with intellectual property. It comes with marketing dynamics. It comes with real life experience. And it comes with actual community building and demand generation. When it comes to Doge or Bitcoin or Litecoin or everything else that people are, you know, focusing on, I'm not as good at that. You know, I'm not as great. You know, I don't even like almost every public stock I own is because I was such an early investor with so many things that went on to become iconic. That's not where I get excitement or where I have knowledge. And I marvel and I applaud people that love that. What I understand is why Peanuts or the Get Along Gang or Transformers or Harry Potter work. I know that. And that is what I'm announcing today. And I have spent the last 12 years building the Gary V brand, much to the chagrin of Gary Vaynerchuk, the human. You know, being out there comes with so much baggage.
I know this. I know you.
Right. So
everything you do is in the limelight. People look at everything you do. You give up your privacy. I know.
I'm also much more thoughtful and have a lot of pride. I mean, people come to VaynerMedia and they're like, oh, there's a company? Like, I've spent the last 12 years building a $300 million revenue business that's massively profitable that just opened. I opened an office in Mexico City, you know, and Singapore. Nobody even realizes that I'm building real businesses because I'm so good at brand building. I'm so good at building Gary V that people are confused on the fact that in the last 6 years, I've started Resy and sold it for $200 million to Amex. I started Empathy and sold it to Constellation. I built from fucking zero. I was a wine guy, came to Madison Avenue and have built the largest independent global agency that's been built in a decade in the history of the industry. And yet I'm a motivational fucking speaker on Instagram. People are fucking confused and that's fine. I like it that way. But I'm a human. I'm going to take all that skill and I'm going to deploy that now against Patient Panda. I'm going to deploy that all against Empathetic Elephant. I also care about good behavior and kindness, but I also know that people won't listen to me because I turn people off at least 20, 30% because of the way I communicate, because I just dropped a curse. So now I get to use these intellectual properties to build a cartoon on Netflix that teaches kids that patience and empathy and kindness is an alpha skill if you want to build an empire. I'm going to be able to take another character to teach people how and turn it into a consumer packaged goods that allows people to eat cleaner or live healthier. You know, like I'm going to be able to achieve all my ambitions over the next 45 years on building this intellectual property. I am using NFT to build intellectual property the way Transformers used 80s television commercials to build it, the way Pokemon used card games like Magic the Gathering to build it. I'm on this rant so I clip it when I'm 70 years old and tell everybody I fucking told you.
Gary, can we make an assumption that there are going to be more cards, more Gary V NFTs than the 10,255? Or is this like, get in on the 10,255 because if you get in, this is it from Gary V.
V Friends is my intellectual property play. Now, I won't do anything this significant. I do like doodling and I think people are gonna, you know, every token comes with the video of me actually making the character. A lot of people are, you know, shitting on my art, and I respect that. My doodling is maybe not the most profound art that anybody's ever seen, but guess what? And I'm not comparing myself to Jackson Pollock or Andy Warhol. I'm comparing myself to when contemporary art came. I can tell you that my art is incredibly authentic to me. It came from my heart and soul, and I doodled it, right? And so that will be my project. Will I, in 4 years, want to do like a little wine series because I'm in the mood to doodle? Maybe. Do I, you know, when I buy the Jets, do I want to doodle something? Maybe. You know, do I want to build, you know, a series two of V Friends if I do incredibly well and everyone associated with it does well? Yes, maybe. So I don't know. And it's funny, Christy says I can teach you art. I don't want to be taught anything other than what comes out of my heart and soul in the way that I've been doodling my whole life. So for me, it's authentic. And I think people underestimate authenticity. There's a lot of people who can be incredible digital artists, but what they put out is being made to get a good bid on OpenSea. What I drew is from my fucking soul.
How do people get hold of these NFTs? If I want to buy one of the 10,255, if our community, there's 12,500 of them watching this show live, there's probably 150,000, 200,000 who will watch this. Where do we get a Gary V NFT? Where do we get a V friend from?
Vfriends.com. You know, I'm very close. I decided, you know, I pumped and hyped an 8 a.m. Launch today. We didn't make it. Last day was very disappointing. You know, I made the call. Luckily for me, a lot of winelibrary.com and early tech days where, you know, you get a sense and I'd rather do it right. There we go. I'd rather do it right. It's vfriends.com is up right now. You can see the full video. The FAQ has a real breakout of what I'm doing there. and hopefully we'll get it out tonight. And if not, you know, the Discord is constantly being updated. And I appreciate you asking that question. Yeah, listen, this is, you know, it's, you know, I always get, first of all, a little weirded out when it's me in the con. I'm not necessarily, you know, it's, I think people, this is a very fun day for me. I'm, I knew that building brand mattered to my business. I'm a businessman. That's who I've always been. But standing up this intellectual property is going to allow people to do that incredible art with Patient Panda, which so many people listening to this right now will do so much better in crypto and NFT over the next decade if they're patient, right? And so I'm excited. You know, I'm flattered by all the art I get of me in it, but I'm not as interested in that. I'm interested in kind candor, patience, humility, tenacity, ambition, you know, these traits that I know really matter. I get unlimited texts and emails around anxiety and unhappiness. And so much of it is people's inability to self-love and to have self-esteem. And so much of it is their complete thirst for validation on the outside versus their perspective on if your people that you love are healthy, like it's a great day. And so I'm going to use these characters to pump propaganda of good traits into the world.
Well, Gary, we're going to help you. We're going to help you. So we're a platform for you to talk to the crypto world. We're one of the biggest platforms in the crypto world. So you have our support. And if we can help you on the mission with spreading the love, spreading the kindness, spreading the humility.
Thank you.
Gary, thank you, my friend.
Cheers. Keep doing your thing. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review comes from Morgan, and it reads, "Best podcast alert. I mean, come on, this podcast is pure fire. Gary is full of gratitude, empathy, and kindness, and hardcore business knowledge. If you want to learn, evolve, and grow, this is your podcast. Not to mention, he's on the cutting edge of culture trends far before anyone else. Listen and learn. Thank you, Gary and Team Gary." Thank you again for that amazing review. And to anybody listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.